Good morning, Rico.
Hey, good morning. Is LB in?
This is LB.
Hey, LB, how's it going? This is Nico at the Bank of Cardiff.
I'm doing good.
Hey, I don't know if you remember, we spoke a few quarters ago in regards to some equipment financing and working capital. You said you didn't have anything at that time, trying to check
still
back
don't.
In towards the end of the year.
Yeah, this is bad, real bad.
Okay, yeah. What's going on? Is it just the industry as a whole? Or?
Yep, that's it.
Yeah, are you guys doing anything to kind of offset this slow time?
Nope.
How are the customers? Are they still coming in, or is it just like
nope. Nothing?
Nothing going on?
Nope.
Yeah, just to kind of refresh your memory in what we had talked about, you said it was slow around that time as well, and I kind of mentioned one of our programs that helps machine shops in the manufacturing industry. It's a working capital program. Are you familiar with that?
No.
No?
If you don't owe me money, no.
Well, essentially that's what it is. It's an unsecured cash loan.
No, don't need that. We're not making no money, so we couldn't pay you back.
is there maybe a better time that you want me to follow up, maybe after the election when things might start picking back up?
I have no idea. I really don't know no more. I mean, I haven't seen it like this since the 80s.
Yeah, no, that's kind of what the sentiment's been every time I speak with the business owner who, you know, focuses on machines and kind of work like this. You know, is there anything that you foresee in the future, like coming up?
I don't know. No, I mean we got machines everywhere. None of them are doing anything.
Okay. Did you have to kind of cut back some personnel this year?
Nobody's here. Yeah, they're all gone.
Are you soliciting business to people, or are you just waiting?
Yeah. But it's just everybody in my industry, they're dead in the water right now. SWRI's lost 75 customers due to bankruptcy.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Man, do you mind refreshing my memory a little bit? I'm trying to look through my notes here and, like, what industry you focus on.
Oil field,
yep. I got off the phone with one of my clients last week. He said the same thing. Oil, out in Ohio, actually. He focuses on doing, he cuts pipes. So he cuts oil pipes for people. And I had to help him out, give him some cash on hand just to get through the times right now.
No, it's bad. It's real, real bad.
Right.
For sale signs on everything.
Are you trying to get rid of some equipment right now?
No, just other things. Selling stuff, just trying to get some money in here to pay the bills.
Well, yeah, that's essentially what the working capital loan is.
But I don't want to. I'm going to sell my assets before I borrow money. I ain't going to borrow no money.
Right. Okay. You know, I mean, if you have the assets, it's a good choice to sell them anyways. Just get rid of them while you can. Kind of, you know, free up some space.
There's no guarantee in this economy I can pay you back. I ain't lying. I mean, it's that bad. So.
No, I like I said, that's exactly the sentiment that I've been hearing from a lot of people, and a lot of them are actually just trying to shift their focus right now, kind of diversify their portfolio, whether that's just changing their industry as a whole that they work with.
We're trying to do that too, but I mean, it's just hard to knock down a door that's already been established for years and years. You know,
mm-hmm.
You're an outsider trying to break somebody's relationship up. It's hard to do right now.
Yeah, a lot of you know, the people I talk to have said that exact thing. It's these guys have been in business for so long, and we're trying
there's so many machine shops in Houston, Texas that are in the same boat we're in, and we're all doing the same thing, competing for what the other that's out there. That I mean, it's bad.
Right. Has that just affected sales completely for this year?
We ain't made no money since March of 2015.
Wow.
We haven't broke even.
Wow. So are you guys just trying to, you know, shift that customer base that you have? Maybe instead of going B2B, you might go B to consumer?
I don't know what you mean by that. Exactly.
Well, like, so there's business to business, which is, you know, working directly with another business, and then there's consumers that can come to you for small jobs that they have, rather than, you know, having large purchase orders from a regular business.
Well,
you have
we do it all. I mean,
oh, you do it all. Okay.
Oh yeah. No, most of ours is made up of that, small customers and stuff like that.
Okay.
Everybody, it's dead. That's all I can tell you. I don't know what part of the world you're in, but Houston, Texas is shut down right now.
No, I like I said, I've been talking to a lot of people out in Texas. I just got off the phone 20 minutes ago with somebody out in Texas. They said the same thing. It's horrible. Oil and gas made up 80% of their customer base, and it's just taking a hit right now. So they're moving into aerospace. They're trying to at least break into it because it's one of the only places that you can go right now since that field is just...
Everybody's trying to do it.
So what does that mean? That just means a saturated market. I mean, you got a saturated market, same thing's going to happen like it has
everybody's
with oil.
Knocking the prices down because everybody's competing for the same thing.
Exactly.
Oh, it's ugly. I was here during the 80s. I graduated in 1981, and 1982 the bottom fell out, and it didn't come back till 1988 down here. So I've been through it, and like I say, if they put the bitch in office, but I'll probably have to go get me another job somewhere.
Are you looking at maybe relocating to a different area and still continue the same work, or do you love Houston?
No, we ain't going nowhere. I'm just saying if they put Hillary in office, that'll probably be the end of it.
No, I know what you mean. I've seen the debates. I've seen what happens. Are you doing anything to kind of prepare yourself for that? I mean, have you just tried to put all the assets
in
one bucket?
Well, when they put Barack Obama in office, Houston, Texas has shut down for a year because nobody knew what the man was going to do. That was 09. That was when it was this bad. As soon as he went into office, everybody quit working. Everybody started asking for discounts. Nobody did nothing. And I'm sure if they put her in there, it's going to be twice as bad.
Yep, same thing. A lot of it comes down to will the jobs come back or will the jobs leave? You know,
I think everybody's just preparing to see who's going in office, and I think they put her in office, we're toast. That's what my general consensus is, and everybody feels the same way.
Oh yeah, kind of just like holding the position right now, and just
right.
when it comes down to it, when the actual answer comes and whoever lands, then you got to move. Then that's when the focus shifts, and that's when you guys just kind of either have to commit to what's going to happen or, shut down completely. And it's unfortunate, but a lot of that has been in the talks recently, and I hate to see that. I honestly do hate to see something like that completely destroy an industry.
There's a difference between putting a businessman up there and a lawyer. You see what we get with all these lawyers.
Oh, yeah. It's a completely different ballgame than what's going on.
That's just like y'all's industry. Who runs y'all's industry? Congress, lawyers, all that. Why was the collapse? On account of lawyers and Congress, all the rules they wrote? They told the banks. Didn't the federal government tell y'all got to loan people to people even though you know they can't pay you back?
That's what they told the big institutions, but
And what happened to them boys, too? They're gone now, and whose fault was that? Federal government. They did that to them.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, just to remind you, we're a private bank, so we don't necessarily deal with the...
I'm not speaking of you specifically.
No, but I understand like where you're coming from. Like those institutions definitely kind of cause a trickle down effect for the last couple of years as well.
See, those people up there in Congress, they think they're so smart and then they're above it all. Then they write these laws. What we did in 08, we're fixing to do it again. Because they've already made these same banks make these same loans, all these subprime rate loans to all these people, and they're going to have the same thing, and all the institutions are going to go down again.
It's a cycle. It's a cycle. Trust me.
Cycle that could easily be broken, but you got the Federal Reserve that just keeps popping everything up, standing it up, and after a while, it's going to get top heavy, and it's all going to come crashing down again.
Yep. And that's one of the things that this election has caused kind of like an eerie feeling is that whether or not the Fed will actually raise rates with whoever comes into business. And once they raise rates, we're in uncharted territory. Then we don't know what's going to happen. And then God knows what will happen, really.
But it's all those people that are all so smart in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what they all say to each other, kind of keep them happy,
They live in a bubble, and we live in a real world. No, I appreciate you calling. I got to get back to it, man.
Not a problem, LB. I'll do this. I'll just follow up with you maybe towards the beginning of the year, kind of see how business has been after the election. Does that sound good?
All right, we'll talk now.
All right. Good talking to you. Good catching up.